The technology that goes into your cranberry relish.
You can either vacuum the berries out of the water, or you can use like conveyor belts to lift the berries up out of the water.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Adrienne Hill in for Molly Wood. Happy Thanksgiving. As you tuck into your meal today, a look at the technology that goes into growing and harvesting cranberries. Americans eat and drink about 400 million pounds of cranberries each year, 20% of them during this, the week of Thanksgiving. Hillary Sandler is director of the Cranberry Station at UMass Amherst. It's a research center that supports the Massachusetts cranberry industry. She says cranberry farmers have seen significant technological changes in just the last handful of years.
There's actually quite a bit of technology from a system of ditches and dikes and flumes and pumps that move water from surrounding water bodies. We use machines that actually drive out on the cranberry bog. So these are harvesters, and there's several different types. And then once you get the berries loosened from the vines, you have to collect them somehow. You can either vacuum the berries out of the water, or you can use like conveyor belts to lift the berries up out of the water.
How has the technology that goes into growing cranberries changed in the last few decades? Is it a much more technological type of farming now than it used to be?
Well, and I would say maybe even the technology has been even more recent than decades, maybe the last 5 to 10 years, certainly with the advent of smartphones. I mean, agriculture is really poised to really interface with that type of technology by doing weather. One thing that growers have been doing a lot is being able to start their irrigation systems with their smartphones. And then one of the things that we're very interested in doing is trying to see if there's ways that we can detect plant stress so that we could use a drone to fly over and pinpoint areas where plants would be visible to the drone through infrared cameras and indicate a stress that we might not necessarily be able to see with our naked eye.
You mentioned that a lot of farmers are using their smartphones to utilize some of this new tech. Why is it the smartphone and not some very specific piece of agricultural technology?
Oh, I think people, you know, the smartphones have just infiltrated our society, and they're just so easy to use, and people have them right with them. And apps have been developed to attend to all these types of needs. So, you know, if you already kind of have this fairly high-tech computer that you can just fit in your pocket, why not use it? And plus, I think a lot of the younger farmers that are coming into it, they're just so used to using their phones for everything rather than to have something else that was specially developed. And that's, you know, growers are really, really stretched for time. And so anything that's easy and simple and that they feel a comfort level with, that's what they're going to use.
What's the point of all this technology? Is it to increase yield? Is it to make life easier for cranberry farmers? What's it doing?
So the technology is really geared towards producing the best kind of berry that we can, and also to produce as many berries as we can. And we've been very good at the latter, such that, you know, we have a tremendous oversupply in the market right now. But in order to get ourselves out of this oversupply, what the industry has been doing is trying to develop new products. And in order to do that, they need a certain type of berry. And so this whole idea of handling fruit when it comes out of the bog to protect that firmness is really important for making what people eat a lot, which are those sweet and dried cranberries. The industry has identified that they really need a certain shape and a certain hardness of the berry in order to be able to slice the fruit up so that they can make these sweetened dried cranberries. And so that's where the technology really interfaces with what the consumer ends up eating.
The brand name here, what we're talking about, I think is Craisins, right?
That's the brand that's name, the right. But they are
future of the cranberry industry.
Yes. Well, and actually, Craisins or the sweetened dried cranberries really saved the industry in 2000, 2001 when the prices crashed. And now we're looking for that next great product.
Hillary Sandler is director of the Cranberry Station at UMass Amherst. She'll have a cranberry chutney on her Thanksgiving table today. We've got a recipe on our website, marketplace.org. I'm Adrienne Hill, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.